ladies and gentlemen, Two Good Sports.
Hello and welcome to Two Good Sports with myself, Gareth Stewart.
And myself, Simon Hunter.
Simon, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm very well, thank you. Right, if you have just joined us, of course, what exactly is Two Good Sports? Well, just two good people chatting about a little bit of sport.
I think that's all that needs to be said, really.
Yeah, pretty, the name sort of, it's exactly what it says on the tin. And what a busy weekend of sport it was.
One of the biggest weekends in the calendar, which might be hard to believe, given we've had the Olympics, the Paralympics, and now... I know you're a big fan of late nights and watching sport until all hours of the morning. Mm-hmm. Ryder Cup over the weekend. Did you see any of it?
I did. I watched several of it. Yes. I watched Rory sort of giving the old punch into the air and getting... He was very vocal, actually, this time, wasn't he?
Very vocal, which made it extremely interesting to watch. I think it's one of those tournaments when the players really get riled. The intensity's right up there. And it's different from when you're watching majors, which, of course, are massive. But the Ryder Cup just brings out this sort of team... Yeah. Intensity, doesn't it?
There's a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you. I know you always go on the serious stuff, but two liner stories that I want to talk about. At the very start of it, now I sort of watched this on social media. Was there a guy that was heckling McIlroy or somebody, and then they come on and they done the putt and they got the putt? Is that correct?
Before the Ryder Cup even began this year, Danny Willetts, who was playing in the European team, English player who won the Masters, his brother, in an article, said that the American fans were a mob, and I quote him on this, a mob of baying imbeciles. Now, this, of course, led to a furore. And through the weekend, there were several incidents, including one which involved Rory McIlroy, where he asked for officials to escort a fan out. Mm-hmm. Danny Willett has...
It's a good job I don't get to have that sort of attitude when I'm in here. People heckling me. There'll be nobody left in the building.
People coming to escort you out, perhaps. I don't know. But yes, Danny Willett has said that his brother was proved correct, given what happened over the course of the weekend. Such was supposedly the animosity.
Right.
Now, Thomas Peters, one of the young players, who looks like a superstar for the future, I noticed several times when he made a big putt, imitated sort of shush to the crowd, and you could just sense there was a bit of an edge, but thankfully the golf was absolutely spectacular.
Do you know what? That's the thing about families getting onto or this social media thing. People that wouldn't normally have had a voice... have a big voice now, and then the press pick up on it.
Massive.
And then people like us talk about it and make it even worse. So the end result then, of course, on the Ryder Cup.
Well, the US won 17-11, and that's the worst result for Europe. That's the biggest loss for them in 35 years. Very disappointing for Captain Darren Clark and Rory McIlroy and the rest of the team. Mm.
There was some good putts, but wasn't there?
Unbelievable. Yeah, the Americans seemed just to keep coming and coming. And just when you felt, for example, when the likes of Justin Rose or Henrik Stenson might be getting on top of their opponent, all of a sudden there'd be this monster putt from the other side of the green, or perhaps even a chip in from beside the green. So it was just sensational golf. You just had your mouth open the whole time thinking, I can't believe I've just seen that, you know?
They were putting for longer than I can do. He's a driver. Right, what else we had, of
the
course.
Less said about that, the better. I think perhaps maybe, but you were mentioning that it was quite the weekend of sport. We also had the replay of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final, which Dublin won. They edged out Mayo. They won that by 115-114. That was replayed. I mentioned there a couple of weeks ago that Dublin drew 29-15 points with Mayo. So the replay was there. Mayo haven't won for 65 years. The wait continues, and it's Dublin's fourth since 2011, their fourth victory there. So that was a massive evening on Saturday. At the same time, Ulster kept their unbeaten run going in the Pro 12. They took on Ospreys at the Kingspan Stadium. They beat them 9-7. Very, very close. Yeah, Paddy Jackson, who's been, Gareth, having incredible form recently, I think it's fair to say, kicked a penalty in the 79th minute to win the game. So that's how close it was. And it's, I think, even more impressive than the unbeaten run itself is the way in which Ulster are doing it. They're managing to churn out these wins, even when they have said themselves, you know, Gareth, they're looking to improve in what they're doing.
Yeah, who was in last week with you?
Sean Reedy, flanker, who's playing very, very well indeed. And I asked him about how he's going to cement his place, because the likes of Chris Henry will be coming back down the line. Marcel Kutzea, who came to Ulster in the summer, he'll be looking to come back in January. And you've got Ian Henderson there and Clive Ross and those sorts of guys. So the competition at the minute, Gareth, I think, is pushing the Ulster player to become even better.
Who's next up then with Ulster?
Connacht away this Friday night. Massive game. Connacht, the reigning champions from last year in the Pro 12. They're down in ninth spot this year, so it has been an awful start for them, really. They're only in 5 points and 16 behind Ulster, but a trip to the sports ground in Galway is never easy. You feel they're due a strong performance at some stage.
Football.
Football, yes. In terms of local football, Crusaders are still 5 points clear at the top of the Danske Bank Premiership table. Closest challengers are Linfield. Now, Linfield in their Belfast derby on Saturday beat Glentoran 2-1 at the Oval. And that was the first match for New Glenn's manager, Gary Haveron. So that was a crucial win for David Healy and the Linfield guys. But as I mentioned, they're still 5 points behind the Crews.
And the Premier League as well.
Yes, yes. Interesting moving at the top of the Premier League. Man City still top, but Tottenham beat them yesterday 2-0. So Tottenham moved into second. Liverpool beat Swansea 2-1. They're in fourth spot. Arsenal are ahead in third. And Man United yesterday drew 1-1 with Stoke.
What's going on? What is going on?
Well, Mourinho came out after the game and said that it was their best performance of the season.
I know. So I think he. Do you know the way the smell of petrol and something can get to your head? I think the smell of the money. The money sitting around the house. That's what the problem is. He needs to put it in the bank and stop smelling it because there's something seriously wrong there.
So what's your top tip of the week, Coach?
Top tip of the week. Stop counting the money and put it in the bank and get out and tell the players that they're not very good instead of turning around to the media people afterwards and saying, well, they said it was their best performance of the season.
He did. He said it was frustrating, of course, to draw, but he did say it was
frustrating.
Yes.
It was frustrating a few weeks ago. Never mind now. I don't know. I've said this every single week since we've done this podcast. Alex Ferguson sitting up in the boardroom and he's looking out the window going, like, what is going on there? Alex, get downstairs, get out onto the pitch, tell Josie to go home and get a cup of tea and go out and do the thing.
Right, so top tip of the week, Gareth.
I'll tell you what, if they paid him a few less quid, he'd maybe go down and start shouting, wouldn't they?
Well.
Simon won't comment, as always. Right, okay, so what else do I have to look forward to then?
United next play Liverpool at home in the Premier League. So, obviously, a massive game coming up. That's going to be in the 17th. So, a wee bit of time for them to take on board your comments and your tips for improvement, Gareth, before they do that.
Okay, we're back again on Friday then to get a rundown and a look at what's happening the weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening.